Teth Monastery.
What a mess, said Cody. He kicked a scrap of droid casing out of the way as he crunched through the carpet of destruction in the courtyard. And get your hair cut. Rex, helmet under one arm, scratched the stubble that had sprouted on his scalp since he'd last had chance to shave.
Yeah, I'll be tripping over it next. We're going to have to start fighting a lot smarter than this, or we'll run out of men. Tell me about it. Not the first company we've lost, and it won't be the last.
Rex chose not to take it as Cody's offhand reassurance that it wasn't his fault. He knew it wasn't.
It's the first company I've lost, sir. Pays not to think about it too much, Captain. I'll try that. Trouble is, if we don't think, we might as well be droids.
Cody didn't press him further. They ambled around the battlefield at a loss for something practical to occupy them beyond seeing what technology and intelligence had been gleaned from captured droids, or what was left of them, and learning from the mistakes. Kenobi wasn't around. The two clone officers held their own private wash-up to decide how to do things better next time, knee-deep in enemy dead. It was just as well they were fighting inorganics. Rex imagined the scene with flesh-and-blood casualties on this scale and hoped he never saw it. It was bad enough hauling out his own men and recording the armor tallies of KIAs, although that was a task that had fallen to the 212th, who now picked their way through metal, recovering what they could. He'd hoped some of Torrent Company would turn up alive, but that hope hadn't lasted long. He'd kept the last five standing, though. Or they'd kept him standing. He suspected it was the latter.
Well, next time we don't attempt this without air cover, Rex said. Crazy. Lardies aren't enough. V-19s. That's what we need. It wasn't supposed to be an infantry battle. Hostage extraction in a heavily defended and pretty inaccessible position? We should have sent in special forces to prepare the battlefield, then established air superiority and landed airborne troops. Not crawled through the jungle and lost a quarter of our men before we even started. And this needed battalion strength, not a company. It was supposed to be a critical mission, and they should have resourced it accordingly. Okay, everyone learns.
Cody stood with hands on hips, looking down at the ground.
But don't expect things to improve any time soon.
Rex wasn't sure who to sink his teeth into. Skywalker didn't have any more say in the assets he was given than Rex did. Kenobi probably didn't either. The problem was higher up the chain, and one thing he'd worked out fast after he'd left the confines of Kamino, where they learned only the military solutions and how to be the best soldiers, was that politicians didn't think like soldiers and did stupid things for reasons best known to themselves. Rex had heard Skywalker mutter occasionally about the Jedi Council and his disagreements. Now he understood. It was down to the Jedi Council to tell the Chancellor to pick his battles carefully. Rex swallowed his frustration for the time being. He could tell Cody was getting restless by his habit of rocking back slightly on his heels.
Okay, tinnies really are useless in non-standard situations and confined spaces, Rex said. Proven. All they seem to know how to do is stand up and march forward, firing. If we do the same, we just run out of men. We need to avoid engaging them on that kind of terrain. Maybe commit fewer ground troops and hit harder from the air. Maybe Kenobi can feed that back up the chain.
Where's Skywalker?
Cody asked.
Crash-landed on Tatooine, but the hut's still alive according to General Kenobi's report. Mission accomplished, then. It wasn't in vain, Rex.
Rex was going to say that if the access to the outer rim routes was matched with a more realistic approach to the number of battles they could fight, then it had achieved something. But he had a feeling that it wouldn't change a thing, but just spread the Grand Army more thinly. He had faith in Skywalker, because the man was in there with them, in the thick of it, and he understood the stakes. Rex found his faith was like the atmosphere, getting thinner the higher it went.
I'll go round up my men then, Rex said, turning to the aid station set up in one of the gunships that had landed on the perimeter. It won't take long.